I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
All right, guys, time for another staycation setup. Let's all say good morning to Mandy.
Morning, Mandy.
How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm okay. How you guys doing?
We're okay. What's going on with you and the hubby?
Well, I've been with my husband for 3 years in total, and we've been married for about 5 months.
Okay. You should be in bliss mode.
I know. So hopefully everything turns out good and I'm just paranoid.
Right. Well, we all know what this part of the show is. You obviously suspect your husband of having an affair or cheating?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a good life for the most part and we live in the nicer part of Paradise Valley.
Oh, wow.
That's very nice.
Good for you.
But every other Monday, we have the maid come and clean the house while Evan and I are at work.
Okay, wow. That's very fancy.
But for some reason, though, Evan has pushed for the maid to come in every week. But
you guys have a maid come into your house every other week, and it's just you two?
Yeah, well, we're just pretty busy, and we don't even have time to cook, usually.
Oh, so this maid basically does it all.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what the call is about? You're afraid the maid is doing it all, including your husband?
Yeah, well, I hope not. But see, here's the thing. I came home because I forgot my potluck dish, and I noticed the maid's car out front. And then when my husband came out, he was all frantic and acting suspicious. So I don't know. I hope he's not cheating on me, but I hope that's what you guys can help me out with.
But how, yeah, I just, I like, if the maid is coming over, whatever, like every other week or whatever you're talking about, then is that really that weird that her car is out there or his car?
The weird thing is, it was a Friday, and she usually comes on Monday, so she had no reason to be there.
Hmm. Did you see her that same day? Like, you saw your husband being frantic, and you saw her car, but did you see her?
I did not. That's the other thing, too.
Weird.
Okay. Nothing was clean. I didn't see her. He was acting weird. It was just...
I'm going to ask you a question, on honesty. Is she a pretty-looking woman?
Well, yeah, she's pretty, but, you know, I'm pretty, too.
There you go.
For all rich people listening to our show, thank you for listening, and hire ugly maids. I mean, that these guys that have all these money, maybe they think they can do whatever they want. Well, let's call them up. I mean, let's call. What's your husband's name?
Name's Evan.
Evan. Let's call Evan up. What we're going to do is offer him a free romantic hotel stay. Mm-hmm. And does he have a best friend or a cousin that, to make it sound more believable, that we can say entered him in this drawing?
Yeah, try Javier.
Javier? All right, we're going to say Javier entered him in this contest. This guy's rich already, Anise, so you might want to say, okay, instead of 5-star, maybe say like 5-diamond hotel.
I'm curious, Javier, what's the maid's name?
Celia.
Celia?
Or Celia.
Celia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound like a side chick name.
Really? You got that list also?
Yeah, it's right here. Side chick Celia.
You're something else.
All right, we're going to do a staycation setup with her husband, Evan. Hopefully when we ask him who he wants to put on the reservation, he said his beautiful wife, Mandy, and not Celia. Or Celia.
There you go.
Wrong with Celia.
Mandy, hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. She sounds so sad.
I know.
It feels like her intuition is kicking in and she already knows he did.
So stop making jokes over there, Joey.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that was me. All right. All right, we're back with a staycation set up. Mandy, you still there?
Yeah.
Honey, are you okay?
I do. I gotta know. I don't want to waste my time.
Oh, and that's completely understandable. I know you'd said that you were just in this relationship. How long were you married to your husband again?
5 months.
I will say at the end of this, Mandy, we do have counseling services we can offer you. If you choose to, you know, stay in this marriage, or actually you can have the counseling services just for yourself also.
I appreciate that.
So obviously you called our show and you suspect him having an affair with the maid. And let's call your husband, Evan. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay and see who he puts on the reservation, okay?
Okay.
And the maid's name again?
Celia.
Celia. Okay, hold on right there, Mandy.
Okay.
Hello, am I speaking with Evan?
This is Evan.
Hi, Evan. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Jonathan with the Aurora Hotel. Now, I have some really good news for you. We are happen to be a 5-star hotel, brand new in the Valley. We've done a grand prize giveaway, and it looks like you've been selected for that giveaway. I want to make sure that I congratulate you and help you get set up with that. So we'll be booking you in our penthouse suite. We've also accompanied that with our honeymoon package. And, sir, I just need maybe 30 seconds of your time so we can get that reservation started. Are you ready for me, Evan?
You're going to ask for my credit card, I imagine?
No, sir. We actually won't be needing your credit card. This is a completely free stay here at the Aurora Hotel. It actually looks like a gentleman by the name of Javier had put you in for the stay. So if all of that makes sense to you and matches, we can get started with that free weekend stay.
Javier signed me up.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying I get a free stay at the hotel. Everything's taken care of.
Everything is taken care of except for room service, and that'll be completely on you. But for us to get started with the reservation, I just have one question to ask you, and that is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
So, all right. So, well, I'll pick Celia.
What the f***, Evan? I f***ing do it. How could you do this?
Evan, we have to let you
know. Why did you pick Celia? Why?
You're live on the radio. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and that is obviously your wife.
Why did you put me on the reservation? Why Celia?
I said Celia because she works super hard for us.
That's complete bullshit.
We wanted to give her...
You got 5 seconds to fess up to it, or I'm going home and I'm burning the house down.
Go down.
I'm not even kidding right now.
You, babe, you got to chill. You got to chill because I'm
I got to chill. In 3 years I wasted. What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. There is nothing wrong. I thought she could take somebody else. That could be our gift to her from you and me.
I mean, why are you lying to me? Just tell me the truth.
Tell your wife the truth.
Well, I'm telling you the truth.
Oh,
I mean, I want to know why you guys are trying to ruin my marriage.
Just tell me the f***ing truth right now.
Nothing I say is going to be... Why would I?
I'm tired of hearing the lying. I'm done.
Evan, you don't want to try to confess to it? We have counseling numbers here to work on your marriage.
I'm just pissed off that you guys would do this to me. You got no right to do this.
I'm pissed off you're cheating on your wife.
Because you got no right.
How fine is this maid? Was she worth it?
You set me up like that.
Who was better, Evan?
Just trying to give some.
You were trying to give some to the maid.
She has a boyfriend. I know that.
So she's cheating on her boyfriend with a married man, is what you're saying.
I wanted her to take the. Look, you f***ing ruined my f***ing life. You're trying to set.
You shouldn't have cheated on your wife.
You try to make me look like some kind of asshole. I didn't do s***. I'm not guilty for s***. If she goes home and wrecks our house, I'm sending.
Natasha's on. She's calling her right now. That's not going to happen. You're not going to admit to it, confess to it at all, Evan?
No.
All right. Now, we talked to your wife, Mandy. She says she wants your boxers. She wants to do a boxer test to find out if you've been cheating on her. Will you give up the boxers?
Joey.
F*** you.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Is that a no?
I think that is, Joey.
All right. Well, another staycation setup in the books. Natasha, how is she doing? She okay? She on the line?
You say it in the books like as if it was legendary.
Seriously.
This is legendary, man.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.